Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning, 02 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning, 03 hundred hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning, 05 hundred hours. Fog. 49 degrees. Good morning, 06 hundred hours. Fog. 49 degrees. Good morning, 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning, 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning, 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 55 degrees. Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
TV it up still here.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 72 degrees.
Mobile on US-2.
KN8, DAD at the home base in St. John's.
Afternoon, sir. EMH Mobile here in the UP, headed towards Marquette.
Sounds like you're on quite a road trip there. Beautiful, beautiful day. I trust the sunshine is present in the UP like it is down in the Looper area. So, sounds like a beautiful day for drive to Marquette. My daughter and her husband live in Berriga, not too far away. So, is it pretty warm where you are, or is it starting to get kind of chilly?
Well, it's 73 degrees right now. I'm between, St. Ignace and Epithet right now. Probably closer to Epithet. 73 degrees, it's nice out, sun's out. The traffic on US-2 is just terrible because they're doing construction, so this might be the longer part of the trip.
I guess the question would be, where are they not doing construction these days?
The proper answer for that is nowhere.
Oh, believe me, I know. I work in the city, and sometimes I wonder if they should just put a big sign out that says, Lansing, closed for construction.
I'll be right back. I'm getting a phone call.
KM8, DAD, standing by and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny. 75 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 72 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the Lapeer County Net. This net meets on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on the WALAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association. The repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, WAYRC. My name is Larry, November 8, Lima, Juliet, November. And yes, I was the one who jumped about 2 minutes ago. Whoops, grabbed that mic too hard. And I'll be your net control operator this evening. If you would, when checking in, please give me your call sign, along with your name and location. At this time, if there are any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in, please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. I will now take general check-ins. Those wishing to join our net this evening, please call now.
This is KDAYUK, Garrett Metamora.
Well, thank you, Garrett. I was getting a little worried there. I might have a rain out here. Any other general check-ins, please call now.
This is Kevin. WAKPL, Kevin in Attica.
Well, good evening, Kevin. Thank you very much. And that is Kilo Tango Lima, is that correct?
Correction, that is Whiskey 8 Kilo Papa Lima.
Very good, thank you. Kevin, I don't recall you being on the net before. Are you new?
I've been on a couple of times, Larry. I was on last weekend, I believe, and then it was probably 2 or 3 weeks before that was the last time I was on then.
Oh, that Kevin. Okay, my apologies. I was getting confused with someone else. All right, very good. Anyone else for the net? Please call now. All right, we have a very short list tonight. Myself, NALJN, and then Garrett, TD8YUK, and Kevin, Whiskey 8 Kilo, Papa Lima. Any other chickens, please call now. Hearing none. Garrett, you're up. Kevin, you're on deck. Garrett, TD8YUK, NALJN, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Larry and Nanette. This is Garrett, KDAYUK. I hope you all can hear me. I think I just plugged in a power strip that might be causing some interference. You'll have to let me know. I recently picked up a Raspberry Pi as I'm getting ready to set up a packet station, and it's a Pi built into a keyboard. It's a Pi 500. So I thought I'd plug it in while we were talking on the net tonight, but it sounds like I'm not going to get a whole lot of chance to practice because there's only a few of us. So with that, I'll turn it back to you for the first round, and looking forward to hearing other voices. KDAYUK.
WAKPL, this is NALJN. Do you copy?
Got you now. This is WAKPL. I went mobile and tried to find my wife. She was supposed to check in on the net tonight and said she was going to be parked down on the corner. I don't know if she just got bad reception and couldn't hear or if there's something wrong with the radio. It's a new radio that we're trying to put together for satellite, and I just programmed it for the repeater and said, okay, well, we'll use that one to get on the repeater tonight, but evidently it's not working. And I just went mobile to see if I could find her and find out what might be going on. But anyway, kind of an interesting week. I took some time off of work. We've been working on a Sprinter van that we're converting into a camper van, and got the next steps done with that. Got the inside painted. A lot of the rust spots were cleaned up and painted. And the next step is to get it framed out so that we can at least make it livable for travel. We're not going to live in it, but we'll probably spend 2 or 3 nights as we're traveling across the country in it. So anyway, that's about all I've got for tonight. This is WAKPL. Back there, Nat.
Well, that's wonderful news, Kevin. You might have heard last week, I'm sure, that the topic for the next club meeting, second Tuesday of the month, I don't know what day that is, but it's going to be satellite. So I guess we have a guest speaker, and I'm sure there'll be lots of interest in that. Very cool stuff. And sorry that Mel can't check in right now. Maybe, well, we'll give her a try here in a moment, but first the Sprinter van. That is a lot of work, but good work. And it's really fun to build out a vehicle like that. I like them very much and enjoy building them out. Not vans, but just cars for various automotive events, and just really enjoy it. All right, let's see. Well, we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins, please call now. Well, hearing none, we'll go back up to Garrett and hear stories of this Raspberry Pi. I've been trying to do some of that stuff myself, but I'll admit I'm quite the novice, even with Scott Knack's, NAXP, his help. I have not been able to set up a node here using one of those little Sherry units, so I'm struggling with that. In digital mode, those are the things that are really my challenges in radio. So, Garrett, KDAYUK, NALJN, go ahead with your second round comments.
Yeah, Sprinter van. Wow, that's ambitious. I have a hard time like figuring out a place to put a radio on a regular car, much less rebuild a whole van. And we have another member who actually built a complete trailer. I won't out him just because he's not on the net tonight, but started with one of those fully enclosed box trailers and turned it into a complete camper trailer. He's had it at a few events, so you might know who I'm talking about. I think that's tremendously inventive, probably beyond my particular skill set. On the Raspberry Pi side of things, you know, I've got the Pi up and running.
And the next step is to get probably Direwolf installed and then connect it to a digirig and then try and connect it to a radio, and we'll see how that goes. So one step at a time. You know, Larry, I didn't make the announcement earlier, but we do have a radio class coming up. So for people who might know people who are interested in getting their license, we'll be kicking off October 6th, 7 to 9 p.m. every Monday night until November 24th. And that last night is our test night. So hopefully we get a new crop of radio folk out of this. And I haven't had a chance to talk with the whole team yet, but I would like to maybe canvass a few of our newer members to come in and maybe sit in for one evening's class and do some Q&A with our members and just be there to answer questions for folks that are going through it, because especially our newer folks, it's more as fresher in mind. So I'll be putting that out at the club meeting next week. With that, I'll turn it back to Ned. NHLJN from KYUK.
Well, thanks very much for that announcement, Garrett. I'm glad you brought that up. I guess I have one, too. Lee, NHLJ, and I are preparing a wire antenna class for Saturday, October 25th. And so you can build your own wire antenna, and we will provide, in addition to the wire build stuff that we'll be doing, the fundamentals, the principles of, you know, what is the dimensions for a wire antenna, and we're going to be showing you how to tune it and all of those good things. So that's coming up. And Gary, if you can get Direwolf to run, I really want to know, because I've got enough stuff, let alone getting a packet machine running, and I would love to have Direwolf running on my PC. And yes, I know that person who did that trailer build, and what a monumental achievement. So there you go, Kevin. We're laying it down for you. We want to see that Sprinter van in great form. All right. Next up is Kevin himself. Whiskey 8 Kilo Papa Lima. This is NHLJN. Go ahead.
NHLJN. This is WAKPL. Yeah, Sprinter van build out. You watch enough YouTube videos and you think, oh, I could do that. And I can. It's just not nearly as short a time frame as what they led me to believe that I could. So anyway, it's come along. It's going forward. When we bought her, she had, as far as Sprinter vans go, she had very low mileage. She had just 100,000 miles on her. These are Mercedes-built chassis and engine. They are slated for at least 300,000 miles. It is not uncommon to see them listed for sale with way north of 300,000 miles on them. I wouldn't believe that an engine would still be running at that kind of, but they are one heck of an engine. She was a bucket of rust, and we called her Trusty Rusty because she would start no matter what and would take us wherever we went to go. But anyhow, that's our current project, and hopefully we'll get her done before winter time. But it's been about a 3-year project as it is, so I don't have high hopes in that. Yes, I am looking forward to our next meeting and the satellite lecture that's going on. And other than that, oh, and Larry, your antenna build. I am just chomping at the bit to get on to get into that class as well. So anyway, that's about all I've got. I'll turn it back to Ned, WAKPL.
I bet he's trying to talk to Melinda right now. Well, I know the time frame issue. With respect to home renovations, Rose used to take every estimate that I would give and triple it. And doggone it, if she wasn't right for about the first 10 years. For the last 20 years, I've been pretty darn accurate. When I say it's going to take this, it will, and only one trip to Home Depot. However, with project cars, I know the feeling. And tonight I'm doing differential service on the Touareg because it's going up north for America's longest running road rally, the Press On Regardless Rally, and really looking forward to that. We had our course open car, and so we bring chainsaws and throw rocks and get them off the course, and that's the big fun we'll be having Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So that's it for the second round. Do we have any other check-ins? Please call now. All right, I had to pull up the script. Is there any further business or rechecks for the net? Please call now. Hearing none, this will now joining us, all two of you. And for everyone out there listening, please join us. Call in. We'd love to hear you. I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73. This is an 8 LJN. Clear.
This is W8LOV, Melanie and Lapeer testing. This is W8LOV, Melanie, testing.
W8LOV, W8KPL. Yes, I'm hearing you now, so I must have got it fixed for you. Talk to you soon. W8KPL, out.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 64 degrees.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India Windsor, checking in. Yeah, somebody's came up in there. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India Windsor. We're trying to check into the net. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, do you copy?
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 57 degrees.